BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you, and welcome to BizScoops for business news, local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, we continue to unpack the impact of the Middle East war on South Africa's economy. And the latest S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index rose slightly to 50.8 points in March. The economist Waldo Kriegel talks about his research on price shocks. In international business news, entertainment giant Universal Music Group has received a takeover offer valued at $64.3 billion. In investment news, Vodacom has invested $28 million to upgrade its M-Pesa platform in Tanzania, and we talk to Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. As we continue to unpack the impact of the Middle East war on South Africa's economy, rising fuel prices are among the first visible effects. The Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources says it is reviewing the country's fuel price mechanism, with the process expected to be completed by March next year. The Director of Fuel Pricing Mechanism, Robert Marke, says prices are driven by both global and local factors, including oil prices and the rand. He adds that the recent increases are linked to the conflict and a weaker currency. Despite a temporary 3 rand fuel levy cut. Meanwhile, paraffin prices have surged due to global jet fuel demand, although supply locally remains stable. It is not just at the fuel pump. The broader economy is now also starting to feel the pressure. The latest S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index rose slightly to 50.8 points in March, indicating modest expansion as companies increased hiring and built up stock. However, this growth comes amid rising fuel costs, a weaker rand, and global supply chain disruptions linked to the conflict. Input prices have surged to their highest level in over a year, while export demand has weakened. Delivery times have slowed due to shipping disruptions, particularly around the Strait of Hormuz. And the recent reported JSE's losses and the spike in bond yields must be read within the context of the Middle East conflict. We asked Chris Hutting of the Center for Risk Analysis to explain why.
With the price of Brent crude surging from $69 to $93 per barrel, South Africa is feeling the pressure from the conflict in the Middle East. South Africa's exposure to global energy shocks is a consequence of its own policy choices. The structural reforms in electricity and logistics that Mr. Ramaphosa highlighted at the investment conference are late, moving slowly, and are years from full effect. So even though there is talk of reform in South Africa and talk of the country being in a healthier position, the conflict in the Middle East is hurting South Africa's investment case, and especially the JSE, which lost a large amount of value in the month of March.
We now have the economist, Professor Waldo Kriegel, on the line with us. Professor Kriegel, today we talk about research you did about price shocks. Tell us more.
I was forced to wait at a place and overheard how people were chatting about their concerns over fuel prices and food price inflation. They agreed that 1,000 rand doesn't buy much in the way of groceries anymore. One guy did eventually say that he needs to eat meat at all three meals a day and explained where you can get good T-bone, but you're going to have to pay. It made me think that while we wait for the shocks to hit, I could talk about what my own research on food prices has found, and maybe that helps someone to make adjustments. In the recent past, three shocks caused food prices to rise sharply. First, the lockdown of the COVID-19 pandemic, then Russia's invasion of Ukraine combined with domestic load shedding. In the research, we looked at the prices of different categories of food items and expressed them as price per kilojoule per 100 grams. The results show that in price per kilojoule terms, staple starches are the cheapest and fruits and vegetables the most expensive. During the shock, food items with more sugar, more fat, and the more processed products experienced higher inflation rates than fruits and vegetables and staple starches. There is a difference between energy and micronutrients. Shocks make prices volatile, and the prices of the most food items adjust within a month. They go up quickly, but come down more slowly. Interestingly, fruits and vegetables and processed products prices were the least volatile. Unfortunately, this doesn't tell us how we should prepare for the shock that's coming.
Thank you. That was Professor Waldo Kriegel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Kriegel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. Entertainment giant Universal Music Group has received a takeover offer valued at $64.3 billion. U.S. investment firm Pershing Square, led by billionaire Bill Ackman, is proposing a merger that would see the company listed in the United States. Universal represents top global artists and owns major labels and studios. Ackman says the company has underperformed on stock markets despite strong business results, while analysts note slower growth in music streaming and rising competition in the industry. Vodacom has invested $28 million to upgrade its M-Pesa platform in Tanzania as it looks to strengthen its position in the fast-growing digital payments market. The move follows its takeover of Safaricom late last year, giving it control of Africa's leading mobile money service. The upgrade shifts M-Pesa onto a more advanced system designed to improve reliability, reduce downtime, and enhance security. Vodacom says it will also boost transaction capacity, helping the platform meet rising demand for seamless and secure digital financial services. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Sally, last week you explained what business leadership is and the Mavericks Group program. Your flagship Mavericks program runs for 21 weeks. Walk us through what that journey looks like for a founder or executive from week one to the end.
So the 21-week journey fundamentally is a 21-week project of working on yourself as a business leader and also working on your business. So there are no theoretical assignments or exams. Every hour you spend on Mavericks is working on yourself or on your business. So the way it works is that you join a Pan-African cohort with established leaders from across the continent. And at the start of the cohort, you receive a set of workbooks, which is where your learning and your implementation go. So everything you are asked to do as you go through the Mavericks journey is applied in your workbooks onto your business. So as you start the journey, you'll start with lesson one. And this platform is designed for what we call adult learning. It's built for busy people who don't have time to be at a specific place at a specific time. So you learn in your own time. Once you've gone through lesson one, you will then be asked to do some what we call calls to action on yourself and on your business. Once you finish lesson one, you'll automatically get enrolled in lesson two, and it continues like that. We do recommend you do one lesson every week for 21 weeks. And then every 2 weeks during the boot camp, you join an online workshop with a group of expert coaches and your other peers on the cohort, where we discuss real-life business challenges and encourage peer-to-peer perspective and learning and understanding so that you can take your learning almost deposit it in your mind so that when you go into the office tomorrow, you have a different perspective and you have some new tips and tools and tactics to go and make change immediately in your business.
What are the key leadership shifts that have to happen for a company at that level to become consistently and internationally profitable?
So I think one of the most important leadership shifts is to understand gap closure. And it sounds like a simple thing, but it requires a huge amount of clarity, alignment, and direction. Because when leaders can start to focus on what gaps need to be closed, then the energy starts to multiply. And if we don't know where we are going and we don't know where we are, it's impossible to understand the gaps. And therefore, we spend a lot of time firefighting and wasting precious energy on things that are not going to make long-term change.
And that was Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizCubes. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizCubes, proudly produced by Newscoop.